Hey guys, let's talk about two really important things in order to have the greatest life. One is healing from your past, and two is being able to have the confidence and the skills to rebuild your future. Right now, I'm offering an amazing bundle deal, which includes both of my online courses. First, we're going to get into my 9-week online course, and this course is all about emotional healing. We're going to tackle every wound you could ever possibly have, from abandonment to trust issues, and we're going to learn what triggers us in life, how those wounds show up, and how we can begin actually healing them. Most people really want to heal from their past, but they just don't know how to, and they stay stuck in programs and doing courses and reading material, but never fully move on from the experiences that they've been through. Next, we're going to get into my new boot camp, and the boot camp is a fabulous opportunity for you to really start rebuilding your future. We're going to be tackling every aspect of life, whether that's career, finances, friendships, love, dating, confidence, relationships, everything that you've ever wanted in your life, really understanding what does it mean to reprogram your mind? What does it mean to go after the things that you really, really desire? Having the motivation, not procrastinating, having the confidence to talk to people, and really create the life that you've always wanted to live. So take advantage right now of this offer. I will link everything below, and I hope you enjoy. Hey guys, welcome back to Heal, Survive, and Thrive. I am so excited that you are here. Let's dive right into this week's topic. Now, what is reactive abuse in a nutshell? So in a nutshell, reactive abuse is when you react to abuse. Very self-explanatory. So when you react to things like gaslighting, passive aggressive behavior, the silent treatment, manipulation, you know, we know all the lists of different types of abuse that you can experience. So stonewalling, etc. So if you are experiencing any type of abuse, the way you react to it is going to be reactive abuse. The reason why it's abuse is because of the way you handle yourself. So if someone is giving you abuse and then you react to it in a negative way, right? You begin yelling and screaming, and you begin with the silent treatment, and now you're passive aggressive, and you're trying to guilt someone too, and you're trying to shame them, or you just completely shut down, or you become overly emotional where you're so erratic. All of this is kind of the same stuff that the other person is giving you, right? So if someone's kind of, I would say, drink of choice, if they like to be passive aggressive, and then when they're passive aggressive, you do the silent treatment, and then like it kind of just begins stacking itself. This is the reactive abuse. You received something that was unhealthy. Rather than handling it yourself and being able to soothe yourself and parent yourself, like we always talk about throughout all of my videos and in this channel, because you don't know how to handle what you're experiencing in a healthy way, you then begin to, and your wound was triggered and your insecurity was triggered because of all of that, you then react to this person. The way you react, depending on the way you do it, is going to be abusive as well. Now, an abuser, and this is why I've made so many videos on responding versus reacting, because you gotta learn this stuff. You absolutely have to learn this stuff, because a lot of the reasons why people are gonna throw this kind of shade or abuse at you or whatever, they're gonna give you the silent treatment, they're gonna do this, they're gonna do that. First of all, they're doing it because that's their own defense mechanism in order to either get what they want or handle their own emotions in that situation. So because of those two reasons, they're throwing something at you that they typically throw when they want control, they want to get something out of the situation, or they can't handle their own emotions, which a lot of the times, not being able to handle your own emotions also is a symptom of not getting what you want. So because the abuser does this, they're going to, and they might even kind of lay it on even thicker, because if they're really sick and twisted, they want a reaction from you, because the reaction that they get from you will then justify in their mind that you're the problem, that you're the crazy one, that you're actually the abuser, when in reality, it's the abuse actually started with them. So because they're never going to own their part and that they kind of like lit the fire, they're going to see your reaction and the abuse you're now giving them, and they're gonna pin you as the problem. So this is kind of when they're able to do this and get this like kind of like proof and like understanding, oh, look, this is the problem. It's you. It's not me. That then justifies their initial behavior. So that whole scenario of the abuse starting here, someone giving you the abuse, you then seeing it, reacting to the abuse in an unhealthy way, right? Which is what we're talking about right now. So you give it back to them. They then point the finger at you and say, oh, look, you're actually the problem. What they're doing in that situation is they're manipulating the situation and they're also gaslighting you. The gaslighting comes when you react to say, well, I'm reacting this way because you did this. They're going to deny, number one, that they probably did it, or number two, that it was that bad that it justified then your behavior. So in order for you to kind of like stop this cycle, so like, all right, the educational point here is that we understand what a reactive abuse looks like, right? Now, we obviously already know what gaslighting looks like. We know what manipulation looks like. But here's the thing. I always say you have to really know your audience. So you have to know everyone in your life, right? And with every person in your life, how do they trigger you? In what ways? Now, this doesn't have to be something that's like extremely negative, like, oh my God, they're narcissistic and they cut me at my knees and they make me feel like I'm not enough, or they gaslight me constantly, or whatever, right? It doesn't have to be that. It could even be something where maybe someone's triggering just like an insecurity that you have, or a story that has played in your mind time and time again. So know your audience, know the people in your life, and what are the things that they do that trigger you the most, right? Not every person in your life you're going to react in this way to. But if you can kind of spot like, okay, this is the person where I get very reactive. And when I'm around this person, I don't feel like myself. Like, this isn't my normal behavior. Like, I don't handle situations like this, right? But they do these things and they say these things and it cuts me at my knees and it hurts me so bad. Or how can they not take responsibility for their part and what they're doing, right? Like, they're cheating on me, but they're making me feel like I'm the problem and I'm causing them to kind of like jump ship and leave, right? So you got to understand who a person is. You have to understand why they're doing what they're doing. That right there, that kind of like educational piece, it causes you to like really slow down. That way, when you do have interactions with them, you can start being aware as to, I typically react to this person and I don't want to do that anymore. The only way to change a behavior is to know that you have the behavior and know when the behavior is actually happening. So if you know, hey, every single time, you know, I talk to my ex-wife, she says something or does something or triggers something in me and it causes me to get so angry where I want to react to them, that's where you have to stop yourself in your tracks and learn kind of like step by step of how to respond. A big part of responding versus reacting is understanding that when I want to react, sometimes I just need to disengage and I need to get myself out of that situation as quickly as I can so I can handle my own emotions, my own self. That way I can, you know, go back to this table, go back to this person and do things the right way, the way I want to handle myself. That takes practice, right? Like, so for me, the biggest thing was I learned that if the conversation was going too fast or someone said something and it really kind of cut me, that I had to just leave the situation. I had to just leave the person and leave the interaction. And that didn't make me weak. That made me actually be able to kind of like build the muscle of saying, this is too much. I need to take a step back. I need to handle my own self, get my own self together. And the next time this happens, I'm going to handle it differently. So that just takes time and it takes work to be able to like learn how to really respond to people instead of just constantly just like reacting emotionally and getting all caught up in, you know, the energy of this person and what they're doing and taking what they're doing personally. That's a huge, huge thing, is to stop taking what people do, what people say personally as a reflect of your own self-worth or any of those types of things. So when I really got that, that was really, really a game changer. And then obviously when I got being able to kind of like recognize, oh look, here comes all the emotion, here comes all the anger that I'm feeling, and to stop myself and remove myself from a situation because that's what was best for me, because if I stayed there, then I was gonna do something or say something or behave in a way that I didn't want to, right? That wasn't the goal, that wasn't what I was trying to do. So being able to do all that stuff over a period of time caused me to kind of like graduate from like one, you know, level to the next level. Hey guys, I want to tell you about the Mommy Mood Community. This was actually created for moms to come together and discuss everything mommy related. This includes activities with children, things that us moms can do when we are away from our kids. It began as a newsletter that included things like activities, book recommendations, contests,
fashion, and more. From there, the discussions and emails grew, allowing for expansion, and have now introduced the Mommy Mood Podcast. Here they discuss everything from crazy kid stories, things regarding our relationships and our partners, to the annoying TV shows that our children watch sometimes. They also recommend a new wine every week, which if you're a mom, you're having a glass of wine at the end of the night. They're inclusive to all moms and incorporate things like polls and shout outs, and even have amazing mom guests on their weekly show. The Mommy Mood Facebook page is also an easy way to follow along and join the community. So if you are a mommy, then this will be highly, highly needed in your life to have some kind of a community, and also find out more information on all things related to being a mom and children in general.
Big part of the reason why people do these things, the reason why gaslighting exists, the reason why the reactive abuse is a thing, is because this is a defense mechanism for the abuser. In some way, they're trying to gain control over the situation. And by doing these things like gaslighting, like manipulation, for you to then react, they're banking on you to react. So if anything, if you have an ego, use it for good. Like I always say, do not let someone get what they actually want out of you. So that's why removing yourself is so, so important until you're able to really build that muscle where you can really go toe to toe with someone. That's just like essential. And honestly, it's for your own mental health as well, right? Like you don't need to be in these environments that are draining your energy. You don't need to be in environments where someone's trying to manipulate you or gaslight you and you're buying into it, right? Like, don't give your power away. That's why learning how to parent yourself is so, so essential. And that's why I talk about it all the time with my private clients and every single video, is because learning how to get control of this is going to determine everything in your life. So the reason why this tactic is used so, so often is because when you become reactive, that kind of justifies the abuser's behavior. They're just looking for justification for why they're doing what they're doing or why they're behaving in the way that they are. The more you stay calm and cool and collected and healthy and knowing and secure, they crumble. You want someone to not have that kind of effect over you. I see so often where people allow someone to have that kind of control over their mental state, their emotional state. And when you're healthy, that does not happen whatsoever. And even if someone, like, there's no, why are you thinking this of me? Why are you doing, there's none of that. You allow people to think whatever it is that they want to. You're okay with that. And you control your own energy. You can. That's why I always talk about the bubble. Like you being able to be in your bubble and not allow other people and their, you know, projections or insecurities or wounds or abuse to kind of like really trigger you. You need to be able to know how to do that, especially if you have to have certain people in your life that you know are abusive, that you know are unhealthy, and you have to kind of set those boundaries and being able to protect yourself when you go and see mom and dad, or when you have to co-parent, or when you have to work with someone who's not the healthiest. Like these are essential life skills that you need to learn in order to take with you throughout the course of your entire life. I mean, personally, I really don't like the phrase reactive abuse because I get what they were saying, and that the behavior is the abuse that you're, you know, receiving, and so you're giving it back on some levels. But there's a big component of, I guess, validation of the fact that you're receiving something that isn't healthy. And I don't know what we should call this, but it's really, you're receiving something that's unhealthy and you don't know how to handle what's in front of you. And so it's just our human nature to react sometimes, right? It takes a huge amount of self-control to really learn how to start responding. But that's why I always say, number one, if you're working really, really hard on yourself, you're doing all this work every single day, you're gonna let one person just wipe away all of that? No. Number two, if you're trying to manifest anything, then you gotta be keeping your vibration really high, and allowing someone to come in and even mess with all the work that you're doing on yourself and bring that vibration down because someone's abusive and unhealthy and you're gonna let that person have that kind of control or effect over you, no. That's a no. And then, lastly, like I said, it's probably not the way to go, but if you have an ego, use it for good. Don't let anyone have that kind of control over you. But I think that when you're happy and whole and healthy on your own, you don't. You know what I mean? Like, you let people do what they need to do, and you stand tall, and you have boundaries, and you have self-esteem, and you have self-worth. You've created that bubble, and you can go into interactions, and when people start pulling this stuff with you, you just let that stuff bounce off. And then eventually, of course, those people just fall off because you're healthy and they're not. And you can't be with someone if you're very healthy and you're with some abusive person. Like, that's never going to work. You're never going to be attracted to them, and you're never going to want to deal with the drama because you don't have drama, right? But if you're broken and you're not healthy and you're not good to go, you're going to engage with this person. You're going to fight back. You're going to, you know, how can you behave in this way? And you're going to be reactive to this person because you haven't learned how to take control of yourself in that way.
So I hope that that has helped you guys. I hope that you have gotten some good tidbits from this podcast. Thank you so much, guys, for all of the love and supporting these episodes. I hope they were inspirational and motivating and inspired you and educated you as well. Thanks again. I'll see you next week.
Have you gone through a difficult time in your life and are ready to put the past behind you? Well, Stephanie's new bootcamp is the place to start. And the great news is, the month of March, she is giving you guys 50% off. Just enter the code MARCH50 at checkout and you get 50% off this amazing new course. Learn how to rebuild your self-worth, self-esteem, and begin creating your best life. She is tackling all areas of life, from friendships to career to love and to money. Let this be the year that you create your best life.